Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
They failed to attempt to obstruct the Congress. This failed insurrection only underscores how crucial the task before us is for our republic.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky made clear Congress was undeterred yesterday evening when he called out the mob of Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol in an effort to stop the Electoral College vote count. Thousands listened to President Donald Trump speak before marching to the Capitol, where scores mobbed the building, broke windows, got past armed guards, and entered both the House and Senate, looting and causing the people locked down inside to call their loved ones and even fear for their lives. Four people have died, one an Air Force veteran. Law enforcement eventually secured the Capitol, but observers noted that treatment of rioting protesters, mostly white people, was markedly softer than what past Black Lives Matter activists have received. Freshman Congresswoman Cori Bush, a Black representative from Missouri, called it racist. Many groups who organized the protest promote white supremacism, and President Trump is accused of egging on their behavior. Tara, from Detroit, is white. She defends Trump. At the protest yesterday, she spoke to the radio program OurBodyPolitic.show before the protest turned violent.
I don't believe that he's racist or that he doesn't believe that something is happening. But the way that they've locked us down, and now in Michigan, I'm locked down. We're locked down. We're not sick. We're not sick and we're not racist. And I think that he's the same way.
Along with many others, President-elect Joe Biden urged Trump to denounce the violence.
To storm the Capitol, to smash windows, to occupy offices, threatening the safety of duly elected officials. It's not protest. It's insurrection.
Soon afterwards, Trump heeded the call and addressed the crowd. Still, he repeated falsehoods about the election, despite losing by more than 7 million votes, and praised the protesters.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you.
The president's Twitter account was blocked for 12 hours. Twitter threatened to block it permanently if Trump continued posting false allegations of election fraud and inciting violence. The National Association of Manufacturers is calling on Vice President Mike Pence to work with cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump. Vermont Governor Republican Phil Scott says Trump should resign or be removed. In Georgia, Democrat John Ossoff eked out a victory against incumbent Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue, giving Democrats control of the U.S. Senate. Here's Ossoff.
I will look forward to serving you in the United States Senate with integrity, with humility, with honor, and getting things done for the people of Georgia.
Finally, Biden is expected to pick Merrick Garland as his attorney general. Republicans blocked Garland's Supreme Court nomination in 2016. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.